Hey, it's Sparky Fiverr back on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Studios here on a happy, happy Thursday as we get ready for wild card game number three. This doesn't happen very much in baseball the last couple of years that you get to a game number three between the Brewers and the Mets coming up tonight. Joining us now, he is the beat writer for the Milwaukee Brewers. He is Kurt Hoge. Follow him on Twitter at Kurt Hoge. That is CYRTHOGG. Kurt, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Just driving over to the park right now. What we got?
It's a beautiful thing. All right, so let's get into this. I want to talk about Jackson Churio first, obviously. That's the guy everybody wants to talk about. I was kind of curious today. I went and I looked up Andrew Jones, age 20 season. He stunk. I went and I looked up Giannis's age 20 season. He stunk. Now, I know he's not the best age 20 season because there's other guys that have had better seasons. But, I mean, to put this into perspective, what he's doing at this age, and then, you know, it was brought up last night in the press or afterwards of Pat Murphy about the clutch gene and all this other stuff with Jackson Churio. I think people realize he's really, really good. I don't know if they realize really how truly special this might actually be what we're watching here.
Yeah, I mean, like, for my entire life, I've been someone that kind of, like, shoes away they talk of the clutch gene, but then Jackson Churio came to the plate in the eighth inning last night, leading it off, and still made time. I looked over to J.R. Radcliffe, my colleague at the Journal Sentinel.
Love J.R.
Something's gonna happen here, and sure enough it did. And so it just feels like that happens a lot with him. Like, you can kind of just, like, you see this look or this demeanor he has, this desire to be the guy in the moment, his ability to, like, slow the game down around him. Garrett Mitchell had a great quote last night about, like, how the game and everything around you is telling you to speed it up, speed it up, speed it up, and you got to slow it down. I think Churio, like, it just is slow. It's remarkable to see. I mean, he's got all the talent in the world, all the tools in the world, yet it's that trait that has left me wowed more than anything this year.
It's funny, afterwards I saw that somebody asked Willie Adames, hey, did he call that one too? And Adames laughed and said, no, but I wish he would have. That would have made it even better at that point. But see, that's the thing too. Like, I brought this up the other day with, I think it was last week, we had John Heyman on. And John Heyman, I asked him, I said, hey, man, I said, this deal with Churio is going to look really, really minute here as he gets going here, as long as he's signed. Making like $10 million a year or whatever the case may be. I go, but I can't remember anybody ever holding out in the middle of a contract and wanting to renegotiate and want more money. And obviously John's been around longer than I have. I've known him for 100 years, but he goes, no, baseball players, that's never happened. He goes, we've never seen anybody do what you're referring to. It happens in the NFL. It happens in the NBA, but we've never seen it in Major League Baseball. And you would think a guy like Scott Boras or somebody like that would have pulled this several times. But I mean, the Brewers are sitting really, really pretty right now. If this plays out the way that it's scheduled to play out.
Yeah. Another thought I had last night was, like, it's still going to feel pretty crappy, I think, for Brewers fans if they lose tonight. But there's that game and the way it happened with Churio last night, it might make it sting a little less because you realize not only, like, and I don't like to scream, you know, about the future being bright because the future was bright for the Orioles this year and they got swept. So nothing's guaranteed, but Jackson Churio's future is bright, and he is going to be here for a long time, and Christian Yelich is still here. So, like, having that moment to cling to is at least something for the Brewers heading into this offseason instead of another sweep, another quick exit in the playoffs, although maybe it would still be quick. But, they're set up incredibly well. Like, if you think about what it would cost to lock him up now, double that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Double that, probably.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah, the Brewers are in good shape. Down with Kurt Hoge, Brewers beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Let's talk about Garrett Mitchell. I will be the first one to tell you, and I complain about it all the time on the air. Oh, his lefty splits are good, so we're going to play him over the guy that's probably better than he is because it's a lefty and so forth. I saw Blake Perkins in that two-hole last night, and on the air I was like, there's just no way. Like, I'm playing Garrett Mitchell. I'm playing the same lineup I played the night before. I'm not screwing around with Blake Perkins. But Perkins did his job, and then Garrett Mitchell, you know, able to stay ready and go and start loosening up around the fourth inning, he said, to come come out there and do what he did. And I think what Sal Frelick said was perfect, which is you have no idea how hard it is to pinch hit in Major League Baseball, to be sitting there waiting to not know if you're going in or not, and then to be ready for the moment, and then to essentially have a huge moment and win a game for your team is really, really difficult.
And to pick yourself up after getting picked off, I mean, that was a huge moment.
Yep.
Reese Hoskins is up, one out, down a run. You come in and you immediately get, or not picked off, but caught.
Thrown out at second.
Out at second. Yep. Yeah, that's, I mean, that could have been a huge play in the game. That could have been another play you point to when you look at, oh, well, here go the Brewers again. Here go the same old Brewers. They can't cover first, and they're pinch runners are getting thrown out by a team that usually can't hold runners. So, just kind of speaks to him as a player, as a person, and the team a little bit too, that he was able to come up in that moment. I'm very curious to see. We'll see this lineup here in a little bit. If he's in there against the lefty today, maybe they take Sal Frelick out. You know, he's usually that. They have to play one lefty in the outfield. It's usually Frelick. So maybe it's Mitchell today.
Tobias Myers was a guy that I was mad about at the end of last week, screaming at Andrew Wagner, because with him pitching over the weekend, I was like, he's not going to start. He's not going to get a start in this stupid series. It's going to be Savali on game two and then Montas on game three or game one of the divisional round, and he's going to get screwed in this whole deal. He's been their best pitcher the whole time. And now he's going to get screwed. And now, lo and behold, here we sit. They pitched Savali at the end of game one. Montas starts yesterday. And now Tobias Myers, the rookie, is in a position to help this team win and advance to the next round. I'm assuming that what we have seen from Pat Murphy will continue tonight, which means once Tobias Myers gets through two times through the lineup, regardless of pitch count, he's probably coming out.
Yeah, if he even gets through two times through the lineup, and not saying that's he's going to pitch bad, but it might just be all hands on deck more than we've seen from this team in a very long time. Theo Hall's fully rested. Aaron Ashby probably going to have to get back on the saddle today. I mean, they've got, theoretically, right, like they've got 10 pitchers available today, and they might need to use as many of them as they can, and that could include an early a quick game for Tobias Myers. I'm curious to see, like, they announced him as a starter, but I'm wondering if they're going to go opener for him. But either way, yeah, one time through the order, maybe a time and a half, maybe two, but kind of crazy to think that the season effectively comes down to Tobias Myers making a start. Who had that on the cards a few months ago?
Nobody. Nobody had him even in the rotation during this, going into this season necessarily, coming out of spring training. All right, let me ask you this. So let's say they use, because Tim Dillard brought this up on Tuesday. He joins us every Tuesday here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. He goes, why not just pitch a different pitcher every inning? You got 9 innings. When you get to that point, just go ahead and do that. Let's say they do that. They have a day off Friday, but then the divisional round starts Saturday. So would they still be all fresh and ready to roll on Saturday then if they were to do something like that?
I guess so. Yeah, it's I think like this the way this pitching staff's going to have to be the entire postseason is Freddy Peralta pitches when he's ready, and then they kind of figure the rest out on the fly. Like Tobias Myers been in the bullpen the last few days, so it's piecemeal it together. But of course, it all starts with winning tonight, which is far from a guarantee. I feel like, honestly, the Brewers are in a more difficult position coming back from, like, the high of that game. You got to settle it down. You got to get your sleep and come to the ballpark ready to do it again today, as opposed to the Mets where, you know, just flush it, move on, move past it. So very, very interested to see how both teams come out today as well.
And Robin Yount throws out the first pitch. I would Robin assume Yount. You let Robin Yount talk to the team a little bit, maybe before the game a little bit. I'm not sure if you can get a rah-rah speech, but something. That movie about the 82 Brewers is outgoing. They haven't won after the seventh inning since, what, the 82 World Series game 4? I don't know, Kurt Hogue, man. It seems like there's maybe some mojo in the air here with that, this team and that 82 team.
There's a big game today, but I, back to JR last night was like, that's the moment.
Yeah.
That's like the teams that go on the runs have something like that.
Yep.
So I mean, I want to be very clear. There could be bad vibes tomorrow at this time. But if they manage to win this, then I think you're going to start getting some sort of feeling about that game two win and what it did. And maybe, just maybe, this team is different, just like they have preached that they are.
No question. One last question. You cover this team all year. Obviously, you're in the clubhouse all the time around these guys going all the way back to spring training. Has the vibe changed at all since the postseason started in that clubhouse?
No, not one bit. We don't get to be in the clubhouse in the postseason like we are in the regular season. After the game, we are, but not before the game. But they are who they are. This is a unique brew that they put together with the energy from Churio and the young guys like that, and then Murph is the way he is. I mean, look, when the regular season is all win tonight, and the playoffs come around, and it's win tonight. It doesn't change. This is who they are. They're gonna go into this game the exact same way that they've gone into every game this year. Maybe a little more juice, I expect. But same old, same old for this team.
What's your prediction for tonight?
Oh boy, I had Brewers in three going into this thing.
Okay.
I like the way the Brewers pitching is set up tonight. In a way, sometimes can help you to have a guy who you're willing to, you're not going in this expecting a lot of outs from Tobias Myers. So you got a quick hook, you can you're going to go into this, going to jump around which way and figure it out. I think the Mets kind of left Manaea in a bit too long yesterday. It only kind of burned them, but maybe they, they leave their guy in too long. I don't know. We'll see.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. Kurt, thanks so much for coming on, man. Enjoy the game tonight and hopefully some divisional round playoff baseball this weekend.
Yes, sir. Catch you later.
Yes, sir. Take care. There he is, Kurt Hoge. Follow him on Twitter at Kurt Hoge, CYRTHOGG, beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and does such a great job. Love me some Kurt Hoge for sure. Coming up next, Charlie's Sound of the Day. Will he make me laugh? Will he make me cry? Will I be excited? Yesterday, he was kind of irritating me a little bit yesterday, if we're being honest. He was irritating me a little bit yesterday with some of the stuff that he was coming up with. But either way, we'll see what he comes up with today. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the Potawatomi Sportsbook Studios here on 1250 AM, The Fan.